Welcome back to the Pumuma Podcast.
I'm Tori.
Hey, that was exciting, Tori.
That was exciting.
That was good. I'm Puma. We're glad you joined us today.
Yeah.
Oh, I really enjoy hanging out with Tori. We have a lot of fun.
We do.
And we, you know, a lot of laughs, and it's just a blessing. I mean, it really, really is a blessing. So,
likewise.
Yeah. So it's good. We are in our
identity.
Yeah. Talk about who we are, and today really want to dive in to Ephesians. I was going to say first Ephesians again.
Oh man.
Really struggling.
Technically it is the first Ephesians. So it's just
second. Well, it's the first one that we have. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You know, we talked about introducing the whole concept of identity.
Yeah.
Who we believe ourselves to be. You know, the opinion that matters most is the one that we listen to, right? The one that we trust. And that could be trusting ourselves, could be trusting a parent, trusting a friend, trusting social media, trusting God. You know, I mean, I don't have dyslexia that bad, but I remember when I was in school, my public school didn't have enough kids for another second grade class, and so me and a handful were lumped into the leftovers first grade class. So it was a combined first second grade class.
I see.
And I was really not a good reader, so at the reading time of the class, I was the only second grader sitting with the bad first grade readers. I didn't realize it at the time. It was my dyslexia, but I wasn't diagnosed back then. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think anything of it. But I remember kind of the label, not that anybody said anything to me. I just adopted the label that I'm not a good reader and I didn't like to read. And that reading is not something I can really do or should do. I mean, I learned how to read, but it was hard work for me. But I saw myself as somebody who couldn't do it. Because of that experience. Now, the experiences of our life, so I was speaking to myself.
Right.
And, you know, I don't remember if anybody ever said anything to me that I wasn't a good reader. Maybe they said that and I just adopted that label.
Yeah. Right. Or you blocked it out with so traumatic.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, labels that somehow identify us.
Yeah. And that we take to heart. It becomes not just what someone says about us, but it becomes, yeah, I am stupid. Yeah, I am dumb.
Yeah, I'm not a good reader, and I don't read good. I don't English well.
Yeah.
So there are some labels that we want. Mm. Just because you have a label doesn't mean that that's true of you, and just because someone doesn't label you doesn't mean something's not true of you.
Right.
Right.
I mean,
so it goes both directions. Mm-hmm. We live in a world full of labels. I mean, if I would love to be a champion billiards player, but that's not true or reality.
Yeah, right.
You know, so yeah, so our identity has to be rooted in reality, rooted in what is true.
Right. Well, even going back to American Idol. I mean, we see this over and over again. Who are you? I'm the best singer in all of Southern America or whatever.
How do you know?
Yeah,
because my mom says so.
Yeah.
Yeah, your mom's tone deaf.
Yeah, she can't even hear. Yeah, she's
right. You know, and then the last year or two, I think the guy on there, that janitor that won.
I'm not sure.
No, it's like, well, he was just a janitor, kind of a unique guy, but you know, would just sing, you know, and someone said, "Hey, you know," I mean, he never saw himself as someone who could sing.
Interesting.
And I think he won it all like a year or two ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and he just, you know, very simple personality. Mm-hmm. So he had the ability to sing all along, but that was true of him, but he didn't see himself as that.
Right, until someone said, "Hey, maybe you should join because you are good."
Right, you know, so it goes both ways. You know, the labels go both directions. There are things that are true of us that we don't know are true of us. Mm-hmm. And because we don't know that they're true of us, we don't live them out.
Right.
And I think that's really one of the issues that plague a lot of people that trust Jesus as Savior. There are a lot of things that are true of us now that we don't realize are true of us. And because we don't realize this is true of us, we don't live them out.
Yeah,
And we miss out on the blessings.
Yes.
That come with that.
Every spiritual blessing
Yes.
that we have.
Yeah, Ephesians Ephesians 1, 3,
yeah.
You know, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in
Christ.
Christ.
Yeah, in Christ.
And that is the key. And so that's what we want to launch into today and explore Ephesians 1 and just what does it mean to really be in Christ, and why is that the key to understanding all the spiritual blessings that are true of every believer, every follower of Jesus, regardless of whether you know it or not?
True.
These are true of you. And so we really want to help unlock some of these things that are true of you so that you can experience the blessings that come with it.
Yeah. Yeah. This is our opinion. This is what God says.
Right.
So let's dive into Ephesians 1.
Ephesians, yes. All right, Tori. So what I think we had talked about doing is just want to read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 14. And I'm just going to read it. I'm going to read it out loud. How about that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, I could read it silently. Yeah. So, and my dyslexia is hopefully not. It's all
okay.
Good.
It's all right. You got this.
I got this. Paul wrote this, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing." And what's it say, Tori?
In Christ.
"For he, God the Father, chose us in him," in Christ, "before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight."
That's crazy. That's so cool.
It is. Yeah, it's amazing. "In love," I love that, "in love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves." Who's the one he loves?
It's Jesus.
In Jesus, given us in the one he loves. In him, who's in him? In Jesus.
In Jesus.
We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished. What a fun word, lavished. Mm-hmm. That he lavished on us with all wisdom. Interesting. He lavished on us not with accidents, but with wisdom and with understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ. To be put into effect when the times have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him, in Christ, again, it's all about Jesus, in Christ. In him, we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who are the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you are marked in him, in Christ, with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit, guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory.
Wow.
Now, did you notice anything repeated over and over again there, Tori?
Well, everything hinges in this section of verses on being in Christ, in him, in Jesus, in the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just,
through his blood, because of Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of content here. I love this passage. There's so many statements. I mean,
yeah, we'll go back to this.
Yeah. But if we miss the big idea that it all hinges on who we are in Christ, we've missed the point.
Yeah.
You see, our identity, who we are, is directly connected to our relationship to Jesus, being in Christ. In fact, I would say that all of our identity issues and everything hinges on the relationships that we are connected to, or that our identity is connected with, right? I mean, my dyslexia, I have trouble reading. Well, who told me that? Right? I mean, so I trust it. See, trust is the currency of relationships. And so the opinion that matters most is the one that we trust. Well, if I'm trusting in myself, my own self-perspective,
Yeah.
Right. That limits my desire to read and really, you know, my education, you know, through the years of school. Yeah. So I've since learned to read and really like it. I really enjoy reading.
Yeah. Well, I think it's cool too, because I mean, not to put you on a pedestal, because it's all by the grace of God, but even with your dyslexia and even with the challenges, and some people even spoke over you and like, yeah, you can't read well. And you felt that, you experienced that. God still allowed you to get your doctorate, right? So even the limitations that you felt or were told, in Christ, all things are possible. And the limits we have, whether they're spoken to us or we tell ourselves, it doesn't make our identity.
We sometimes live in a world that tells us that we are limited by our labels.
Yeah, that's, right. Yeah, labels.
Yeah, yes. Limited by our labels. And that could be labels that people put on us. That could be labels that we adopt for ourselves. Mm-hmm. But really, we are so much more than our labels.
Yeah.
And this is where I really struggle and I hurt for people today who have adopted certain labels and they make their whole identity around this particular label.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the whole, you know, gender or the whole sexuality issues going on in our culture today and the transgender, we are more than that, right?
Yes.
That is not the core center of who we are as people, right? Our sexuality is not the main thing about us.
Right.
And yet a culture says, no, that is your core identity and everything else has to revolve around that.
Yeah. Well, and when we make our sexuality our core identity, we have just now made an idol of the thing that might affect us, but that is not us, right?
Right.
You know, the things that we value the most, well, maybe by definition, is what we idolize, what we idol. And a lot of people have made such a small part of them, you know, their gender, such a focal point of everything they are. And so, you know, even here in Ephesians, we are told as a Christian, who am I? What really should you see yourself in light of who you worship? It all hinges on being in Christ. If Christ really is the one we worship the most, then we are going to listen to, adopt, believe that which God says about us in Christ. And in the last podcast you mentioned, which we'll probably repeat a lot in the series, the opinion that matters the most is the one you choose to listen to. And if we choose to listen to our feelings, our sexual identity, our status, our skill, our IQ, and yet we neglect the voice that should matter the most, who we are in Christ, what God's word says about his children, then we have not only, you know, missed a huge blessing, a host of blessings, but we've also broken, you know, the Ten Commandments. We have idolized and made lesser things our God that we live out of.
Right. Yeah. And it's not saying that, you know, our gender or our sexuality, these things are not important.
Correct. Yes, they are
right?
important.
I mean, yeah. I mean, these are part of who we are, but our core identity should be what God says about us, who he says about us.
Right.
So you go back to Genesis, right? What's true of all people is that all people are created in God's image with worth and dignity and value.
Yeah.
Period. Doesn't matter race, gender, you know, none of that matters as far as your inherent worth before God. All people, young, old, you know, that is true of us because God says it's true of us. That's true of us because that is reality.
Right.
That is reality. That's true of us, period. Now, up the ante, right? So that we are worth and value and dignity in God's eyes because we're a special creation. Mm. But now, because of Jesus, trusting Jesus as Savior, now my core identity is now centered as a person of value, worth, and dignity in Christ. Yeah. In fact, the very point of Jesus, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, screams just what God thinks of us as far as our value and worth. Mm-hmm.
So question with that, Puma. So I agree, and I'm not playing devil's advocate, but I do have a question. If, as a Christian, we see the truth, we see God's word, but yes, this is who we are in Christ, but maybe, I don't say the feelings aren't there, or like, okay, this is true of who we are, and this is who God says I am, but why does that matter? You know, because I've met some Christians that see, like, this is awesome. My God has said this about me. He calls me into this new identity, right, new creation, and they just, you know, I guess, kind of just marinate in that, and they just so adore and appreciate. Other Christians are like, okay, yeah, so big deal, you know? Okay, yeah, I am this in Christ. Whoop-de-doo. I'm going to heaven, right? Like, my security is already there eternally. Why should this be a big deal? And I think we talked before the podcast kind of the way and the reason why these verses, these truths should mean so much to us. And it hinges on a very crucial thing. The first being in Christ. Everything hinges, all these promises and these truth statements about our identity hinges if we are in Christ. But there's another element to this that goes a little bit deeper, a little more personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's to be in Christ, it's all about relationship, right? Mm-hmm. The relationships that we're connected to, identity. So you are my son.
Correct.
That is true of you. that is true of you because of the relationship, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You are a son. That is true.
Yeah.
But you're not everybody's son.
True.
You're my son. Right?
Yeah, it'd be awkward if I would, yeah.
Right. But see that is true of you, but it's not disconnected from relationship. Hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if I don't exist, you're my son, but mm-hmm. but if I would never existed, let's suppose you're here just magically.
Yeah, made in a lab. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah, are you a son, right? I mean, are you married, right?
Right.
Right? That is true of you. Mm-hmm. That's a label. You are a husband, okay? Yeah. You know, if you never married, you know, could you claim that title? Is that be true of you? In other words, those truths are connected to relationship.
Yeah. Labels are worth the weight of impact based on the relationship. You know, so yeah. If I have a healthy marriage and like, oh, your husband, I'm going to relish. Like, yeah, I'm married to one of the best people I know, the best person I know, Emily Renee. And that is, I love that title because of our relationship. I would love to be the caddy for Chuck Norris, right? I mean, that would be, oh, dude, Chuck Norris wants me to be his caddy for golf.
Who's Chuck Norris?
Yeah. Okay. Tom Holland. Yeah. I picked some celebrity. But like, I would love that. But if I had grown up with Chuck Norris, if we were best friends from childhood, I would still love to help, you know, carry his golf clubs, but the impact of being his caddy would mean so much more because of the relationship, the friendship I have with him. And so, yeah, you're right. The relationship we have with God changes, I think, how we see our identity.
Yeah, we were created for the relationship. Mm-hmm. And think about all the labels that we have out there. Mm-hmm. You know, just because one has a label doesn't mean that it's true of them. Mm-hmm. And just because you don't have the label doesn't mean it's not true of you.
True.
You see, it goes both directions. What makes it true is it's real, mm-hmm. right? The reality behind that. And the reality is the relationship. Because there are people walking around on the planet today that don't know Jesus Christ as Savior.
Yeah.
And so they are not in Christ. They don't have a relationship with Jesus. And so the blessings that come with the relationship, they don't get to experience, right? They don't get to experience what it means to be forgiven, you know, by God. I mean, all these things are true of us in Christ is because of the relationship that we have with Christ. Mm. And so even here in Ephesians, like some of the language, you know, that is used here, you know, that says in love, he predestined us to adopt us as his sons according to his pleasure and will.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
the riches of his grace,
they lavished on us, you know. Mm-hmm. It was his pleasure, you know, to give us, to choose us. Mm. You see, relational words that are connecting, right?
Yeah, they're deeply personal. Desire.
Yeah, deeply personal. Yeah, you know, to predestine or to pre-know or to mm-hmm. pre-choose and wanting and desiring.
He created us before time began. Yeah, I love what you're saying, Poom, because it's these words are so transformative because they are so personal. These are, if you're in Christ, you have every spiritual blessing in Christ, absolutely. But when you realize the intentionality, the relationship, the care that he didn't just choose some randos to be his kids. He picked you because he loves you. The relationship makes these words way more weighty, way more weighty because of how much intentionality and purposeful love, the relationship that God wants for us, that he loves us, that he cherishes us, that gives immense worth. In Christ, you have these titles. You're forgiven, adopted, true. But when you understand the relationship, these words weigh so much more.
Right. Yeah, it's not just things to have. It's reality is connected to the relationship. Mm-hmm. This is why it's in Christ, through Christ. This is why the Christian life is about getting to know Jesus. Mm-hmm. And the more I get to know him, the more I get to understand, experience all these blessings that come with him.
Yeah.
Because when Paul says that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing, who doesn't want blessings?
Right.
Who doesn't want to be blessed and have goodwill and good things, mm-hmm. right? But we, because of our relationship with Jesus, have been given every spiritual blessing in Christ, which means everything that Jesus possesses that is good and right and beneficial is also ours because of that relationship.
Yeah. And I like the analogy you used earlier about marriage. You know, I have a marriage license, but it's the fact that I have a relationship with my wife, that license, even though it's true, it impacts me way more because of that relationship. And you're right, in Christ, we have so many blessings. The fact that God chose to come down, to bend down to earth, to be personal, to be relational with us, it impacts the truth, the label of being his kid, so much more. The weight and impact of a label is directly correlated to the relationship.
Right. So, which goes back to, you know, what we've been, you know, talking about, you know, that the opinion that matters most is the one that we, you know, trust, the one that we listen to. And so it kind of goes to our AQ for today.
Yeah, what's the AQ, Puma?
Yeah, you know, the opinions. We all listen to people's opinions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which opinion, who, you know, in your life carries the most weight in your life when they say something that it really impacts you or bothers you? Because I would say it's tied to relationship.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. We would like to say that that's God. Right?
True, yeah.
We would like to say that it's God. But I'll be honest, when my wife says something to me, you know, positively or negatively, it impacts me way more than, say, just some random person on, you know, on the street.
Yep.
Because of the relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Her opinion of me matters so much. I want to be, you know, like a godly husband in her eyes. And I want to, because I value the relationship there.
Yes.
You see, if we could take that and translate that, you know, how does God see us and we value what he thinks of us and we start living in light of that? Because I want to be what my wife desires me to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a positive way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, I want to strive for that.
You want to honor her, you want to support her, want to...
Same thing as a parent. I want to be the right kind of parent. Mm-hmm. And so I try to struggle or work toward that. But I also, because I value the perspective of my kids, right? I that relationship. And that's true of any meaningful relationship in our life. But the relationship isn't always like people. I mean, I have a relationship with social media that I you know, people can, you know, give more weight to the opinions of the masses.
True, yeah.
Because they, you know, relationally, because they value that over someone that they might live with every day that might know them better.
Right. Or to want to appease and please your friends because of what they think of you, the opinions of man over the opinions of God. I mean, it is a battle of who are we going to trust? Who are we going to choose to trust? Because it is a choice. And so I guess to recap the AQ, you know, what...
So whose opinion, if you could try to be as objective as you could, whose opinion matters most to you when they speak to you that you give them the most credibility or the most weight?
Yeah. Whose opinion weighs the heaviest in your
life? The heaviest in your life. And why is that? You know, and one way to evaluate that is, you know, the decisions that you make and the choices that you make, who influenced, whose thoughts or opinions or maybe cultures influenced you to make those?
That's true.
You know, I mean, if you want to go kind of reverse engineering, go backwards, you know, here's what I did. Why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Who wanted me to do that besides me? Like, who suggested that?
Yeah, yeah. Where did this thought, this identity come from?
Right.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Puma. Yeah, what a good question. Whose words weigh the most to you and why? And guys, thank you for joining us again. I'm so excited to dive into all these different promises, these identity truths that the Bible says about us.
Yeah, we will, next time, we will jump into some of the specifics. There are lots of them. Things that are true of us because of our relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
And I would say they're true of us the moment we trusted Christ as Savior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not any less true because we're ignorant of them. But there's so many. It'd be fun to dive in with you guys. And guys, if you have any questions for us, you could always reach out to us at thepumapodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, we'll see you next time, Fridays at 10:10. Till then, guys.
Yep,
bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.